We're talking today with the administrator of the Farm Service Agency at USDA, Val Dossini. Mr. Administrator, last time we talked was the day before the earlier deadline for the updating the base acres and as well as the other decisions that were related to that yield decisions. At that point, no decision had been announced on an extension, but then the next day there was one. What was the thought process at that last moment to extend by an extra, basically 31 days, that decision?
Well, Ron, good to visit with you again and good to share some time on the show with you today. The decision really came down to a discussion around the complexity of these programs, and I think that the Secretary realized that for folks to make thoughtful, well-informed decisions about the reallocation of their base acres and updating yields, as well as those who were prepared to make an election between the ARC and PLC programs, that an extra month would really help that process. And I think that it was a good decision, and you know, we've seen an increase every day in the numbers of folks coming into county offices all over the United States, certainly in your part of the world, in Oklahoma. And I think that we'll continue to see heavy foot traffic in between now and the end of the month. I would remind folks that the deadline for both reallocating base acres and updating yields, as well as electing between the ARC or PLC programs, is March 31st.
Now, with the decision to basically extend the base acre decision, the yield decision, to the same date as the decision between the two safety net choices, PLC or ARC, it's all one day now. Is that something that is, you know, perhaps going to be a problem either for your offices or for our producers?
I don't anticipate that it will be. You know, the complexity of the programs hasn't gone away with the extension of another month, but we do think that it will just allow folks who've not had an opportunity to visit with their local county FSA office or perhaps haven't had an opportunity to take a look at the web-based tools or attend a public meeting or listen to a presentation at a commodity group meeting or visit with their county farm bureau, it will give folks the opportunity to do just that. You're right to point out that the base reallocation and yield update decision is one made by the landowners, and the decision to elect between the ARC or PLC programs is one made by the producer. So it's a little bit different there than past programs have been, but we feel good that, you know, we've done a lot of great outreach around the nation. We've visited with a lot of ag media folks like yourself. We've conducted well over 5,000 public meetings beginning last summer. We've had some exhaustive employee training sessions all across the nation. We've worked with commodity organizations, Farm Bureau chapters, congressional offices, and others who have an interest in ensuring that as much information about these programs gets out as can get out so that folks can make good decisions come March 31.
What sort of numbers are you seeing at this point as far as folks that have come in and made these two decisions?
I think well over three-quarters of the nation's farmers have come in for that first piece, which is to reallocate base and update yields. And the numbers aren't lagging far behind, frankly, for the election side of it, too. So I think, like I say, I look at these numbers almost every day, and we really parse them out to the degree that we can and provide additional resources to places where we think extra effort needs to be made. We've hired about 1,000 temporary employees around the nation and have doled those out to states from Maine to California. So everybody is pulling in the same direction on this. As I think I visited with you in Arizona, you know, implementing a farm bill is a real team effort. And that's certainly been the case here at USDA from the Secretary's office all the way down to our county offices around the nation. Everybody is really working hard to make sure that we get to as many folks as we can before the 31st of March. That said, Ron, I'd really encourage folks to call for an appointment well before that March 31 deadline. You know, that's still 2+ weeks away, and I think that people need to make sure that they can get an appointment and get in and get some of their questions answered.
Now, you know how some of these farmers are, and I'm sure you've at least heard a little bit of inkling of some of the coffee shop talk. Well, they extended this other decision. They're going to extend the ARC PLC decision. I mean, is that going to happen?
You know, it's hard for me to predict what might happen at the end of the month. I don't anticipate that it'll happen at this point, and frankly, I feel relatively confident that it won't. But I really want to encourage people to not wait until the last minute and in the hopes that a deadline may or may not be extended. I would really strongly encourage people to make some calls today and to begin to look at the web-based tools to the degree that they haven't already. And I think, frankly, you know, many, many hundreds of thousands of farmers have made these decisions and have visited their offices and are ready for the next step, which will happen a little bit later in the summer. But really, they need to reach out and talk to their county offices in the near term. They can certainly do that before the end of this week and schedule an appointment for well before the 31st of March to come in and make some of these important decisions.
Now, switching gears just a little bit, if we might, we're still having some producers that were in that registration line for the livestock forage program, especially LFP, come in and wrap up the details of the 2011-2014 payout in our part of the world. We had so many producers that the backlog was pretty substantial. But we've also got some folks that are starting to wonder about 2015 LFP payout. You got any idea on when that'll be actually happening?
Well, you know, you're right. 2015 LFP was triggered in some parts of the country, including counties in Oklahoma and Texas and other places. I think that will be, a process that continues to play out in the months ahead. We're not facing really the firm deadlines that we are with the ARC and PLC program. So those appointments will continue to be dealt with in order in the various county offices, particularly in places like Oklahoma and Texas. But the real urgency today is for the ARC and PLC sign-up. And I'd just also add, to my comments that the consequences for not getting in to elect by the 31st of March are that you will default to the PLC program and you'll lose 2014 benefits. So it's really important for farmers to come in to make that first decision, which is the reallocation and yield updating, and then to elect between one program or another, or they will default into PLC and lose 2014 payments.
So going back to the ARC-PLC decision, will the register option be utilized once again as we come up to the end of March?
We will use a register, as we do for most of our programs where the sign-ups exceed a deadline date. And in this instance, you know, if a farmer can't make it in by the 31st of March, he or she needs to make sure that they call their local county office and get on the register. My hope is that we will deal with all of the various register appointments in the month of April and into the early part of May before we're going to need to, shut down and do some file cleanup and get ready for the next stage of this process here. But we will use a register run.
So regarding that decision between ARC or PLC, if you decide you don't want to make the final decision on March 31st, you can go into your local FSA office, ask to basically register onto a list to get an appointment at a later time, and you'll get a few more weeks perhaps before that final decision has to be made in advance of actually signing up for the 2014 Farm Laws Farm Safety Net provisions. Val Dossini, the administrator of the Farm Service Agency of USDA, joining us today. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.